G'day, day 144, and it was a pretty decent big day. I froze again last night, and I was camped right beside a river, and woke up this morning and it was frozen again on the outside of my tent. I stayed a bit warmer this time. I had a little bit more clothes on in the tent, but it's getting cold. It's making it very hard, and it's amazing. It's just this time of year, plus just getting down this south. ended up taking a little bit longer to get to the location, to the hut that I was hoping for, so I'm glad that I stopped. I pushed through to Stody Hut after, 50 minutes of walking along the river, and then it was freezing cold. Feet were just so cold in this river. It was the snow melt was inside of that as well. And then up this really steep hill, it's just killed you. And then I had breakfast at the Stody Hut, and Stody Hut's a real old hut. It's a cool wee place. And then I just pushed on, and it was on a four-wheel drive track over what is the Hawea Station land, and went up to the top of Breast Hill for some of probably the best views on the whole of Te Araroa. Just amazing looking down at Lake Hawea, and you could see Wanaka, and you could see Mount Aspiring, and just the terrain around the whole area was just amazing. It was just gorgeous. I then continued on and went to, I can't remember the hut, how to say it probably, but Patuhika Hut, I think it is, something like that, and had lunch there. And the whole time I'm just pumping out times that are a lot faster than what they say to do. Had lunch, and it was strange because there was the sheep that were all the sheep on the station, because the hut's on there. It's a brand new dock hut, but this hut's on the station itself. So there was sheep slowly meandering closer and closer, and they were literally eating outside the hut. I then continued down from there, and it was a really steep hill down, like ridiculously. It was one of the, it was pretty tough descent down towards, it was 950 metres, and that was pretty hard, but again, I pumped out a real fast time, and then walked along the edge of the lake until I got to Lake Hawea, and had a beautiful shower, and I'm at the lodge at the Hawea Hotel, and they've got a lodge backpackers area, so that's awesome, and had a great feed. And also, I've caught up with Mel and Cez again, so I haven't seen them for the last 3 months. 3 months ago is when I last seen them, around Waitomo, New Year's time, and now I've met up with them again, so that's kind of neat. It's amazing how this trail works, but it was a brilliant day. It was 9 hours and 55 minutes.